entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Court of Justice in The Hague demanding that Israel take steps to prevent acts considered genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. The court, however, stopping short of ordering an immediate halt of military operations. Israel insists it will do whatever is necessary to defend itself. An Alabama man put to death using a new form of execution, nitrogen gas. The UN Human Rights Office says it is experimental and could amount to torture.
Rather than looking for novel untested methods to execute people, let's just bring an end to the death penalty. This is an anachronism that doesn't belong in the 21st century.
UN human rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani. Donald Trump eyeing the White House, now urging congressional Republicans to reject a bipartisan deal on the border. Sources say Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell has told his conference they don't want to undermine the former president, but they have a job to do, and this puts Republicans in a bind. This is ABC News. The manslaughter trial of Ethan Crumbley's mother continues in Michigan. Jennifer Crumbley, charged in connection with a teenager's shooting spree, killing four classmates at Oxford High School in Michigan in 2021. The prosecution calling her negligent. ABC's Trevor Ault is covering it.
Prosecutors laid out, at least in their opening statements, the fact that these parents bought a gun for their 15-year-old, that leading up to the shooting, at one point the shooter was caught looking up ammunition in class, and the school contacted the parents, which they ignored the school, and then the mother, Jennifer Crumbley, texted her son, LOL, I'm not mad at you. You have to learn how not to get caught.
The defense expected to argue she was not aware of any signs her son would ever open fire. Ethan Crumbley is currently serving life in prison. LeBron James making history again. He is the first NBA player named to all 20 All-Star teams. The LA Laker pick for the Western Conference and next month's All-Star game in Indianapolis. James is in his 21st NBA season. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just four doses a year after two starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ehlin. Medical marijuana legislation has hit a dead end in Wisconsin. Speaker Robin Voss made it clear the bill from Assembly Republicans won't be amended. Senate Republicans object to having state-run medical marijuana dispensaries called for in the bill, preferring that to be done through the private sector. President Joe Biden was back at the site of an aging bridge at the tip of Lake Superior Thursday. He was promoting $5 billion in federal money to update the crossing. Biden says he hopes his administration's infrastructure investments can renew a sense of pride, knowing we can still get big things done in America, in the president's words. And the Red Cross desperately needs blood after the holiday season and the recent cold snap hurt donations. The organization says 25 blood drives were canceled, leaving them 1,400 units of blood short. If you want to donate, go to redcrossblood.org. There you'll find a local blood drive or clinic near you. Ted Ehlin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong. Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance, the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, is here for you even when the weather isn't. With crop hail damage, protect your operation from hail, fire, lightning, and more. Visit ruralmutual.com/farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another foggy one with some scattered off and on light rain today. Our high 39 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, 31. Tomorrow, a little sunshine by later in the afternoon with a high near 37. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
She walks in the Smokies one hip at a time, like a broken field runner slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, "Don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight." Wife hangs up the phone, bursts into tears, calls her sister up and cries, "Get over here." Sister tells her boyfriend, "Be back in a while." Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, "Got one life to live." They scream into the night, "Let's get it over with." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas, car starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot. He flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks. Lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls the cop, says she saw it all. Swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. "We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief." Mayor says, "Use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down in Smokey's bar." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events. Earth, third rock from the sun.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Joe Diffie, third rock from the sun, 910. I'm Brian Winnikins. This hour, we'll have today in history opening farm markets as well. Uh-oh, you know what that means. Time now for another story from files from Police Squad. Silly people doing silly things and going to the big house. Florida man is back.
Yes.
An Amazon driver is accused of stealing a French bulldog from a Hernando County, Florida home. Police say the owner's one-year-old dog, Killy, escaped from the backyard of her Spring Hill home last month. Neighbors then reported seeing an Amazon worker picking up Callie and putting him in the truck while the driver was out making deliveries. The owner reported the incident to the company. The company was like, meh. She also then went to the police. Tampa's Rainier Ravella was identified as the suspect. Oh, he did the right thing. He turned himself in to the Hillsborough County Jail 3 days later. Yeah, I know. He's not getting any Amazon packages where he's at in the Gray Bar Hotel. Why would you steal a dog? I mean, really? Lee Bryce, Hard to Love. It's 9:10.
I am insensitive. I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. I'm a short fuse, I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. I wish that I could be more like you. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love. That you love me good. Love me good. Girl, you've given me a million second chances, and I don't ever want to take you for granted. But I'm just a man. I'm just a man. Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me.
So forgive me for what I'm about to say. Big deal, so what? Who cares? First hand times that you told me.
Go Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It was always hotter than the Greeks. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. The cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Thomas Rhett and Mama's House, along with Morgan Whalen, and it's 9:20. I'm Brian Winnikins. And this reminder, next week, Corn Soybean Expo, Thursday and Friday, will be there at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Be able to hear interviews and reports from the Corn Soy Expo during the Morning Farm Report here on WRDN for weekday mornings from 5 to 7. Visit cornsoyexpo.com for more information. Remember the story of Ricardo, New Jersey's beloved runaway bull? Well, he survived a trip to processing, but he's fighting an infection, apparently. If you don't remember, Ricardo, the Texas Longhorn, ran amok on Newark train tracks last month, disrupting train service. He's trying to make a run for it. But he gained fans nationwide. Skyland's Animal Sanctuary in Sussex County rehomed Ricardo so he wouldn't end up as main guest at a Christmas dinner. Well, it turns out now he's been at the Cornell Large Animal Hospital in upstate New York for the past month, being treated for an infected leg wound. As Skyland says, Ricardo's been a very good boy at Cornell. Hasn't, you know, decided to use those longhorns on any of the vets. He's doing better. They say he'll be coming home soon.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. Picked up for 40 days of consistent scent. All over Febreze car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's gotta be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I lost her trail on a Friday night. She was gone before I got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house all alone. And I've been up and down these city streets for three nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard to find that girl when she gets the urge to go. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border town. You're asking about a diamond ring. Yeah.
Got my head on for babies, laughing and picking daisies, catching fireflies in a jar. Quiet house, it's Bible verses in the kitchen like it's holy ground. Living right don't cost a thing, it's slow of a porch swing, it's dogs running while the birds sing, it's you picking that six string.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Gabby Barrett, Glory Days, 9:35. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Buffalo Pepin County Fair Beef Weigh-In coming up on February 10th. That will be at the NFO Collection Point in Independence. Slots are first come, first served. Visit the Buffalo Pepin County Fair Facebook page for more information on that. And let's run down today in history for this January 26th. 1823, Edwin Jenner died. He had discovered the smallpox vaccine. 1837, Michigan becomes the 26th state of the Union. So happy birthday, Michigan. And boy, I bet you Michigan's all upside down right now with the Lions, huh? 1863, 25 days after President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, the U.S. War Department authorized the enlistment of black troops. The authorization gave rise to the 54th Regiment of Massachusetts Volunteer Infantry, which became the first all-black Union regiment raised in the North. The movie Glory, based on them. 1875, the electric drill was patented by George Green of Kalamazoo, Michigan. And no, we're not talking about a drill to drill in screws, rather. It's the dental drill. Oh, yeah. It's just, you know, going to the dentist. Also, in 1905, the world's largest diamond was discovered. It weighed more than 3,000 carats. Bugs Bunny wants it. 1932, businessman William Wrigley Jr. passed away at the age of 70. He founded the Wrigley Chewing Gum Empire. Yeah, he did pretty well with that. And baseball's Chicago Cubs. 1965, the military ousts the government and seizes power in South Vietnam. 1979, former Vice President Nelson Rockefeller passed away at the age of 70. He had served with President Gerald Ford. 1983, legendary University of Alabama football coach Paul Bear Bryant passed away at the age of 69. He had won six national championships while coaching the Crimson Tide. 1996, the U.S. Senate approves the START II Treaty to reduce U.S. and Russian strategic nuclear missiles. 2005, the Senate confirms Condoleezza Rice as Secretary of State by an 85-13 vote. She would replace outgoing Secretary of State colon Powell. In 2016, actor Abe Vigoda passed away at the age of 94 from natural causes. He's best known for playing Salvatore Tessio in the film The Godfather. But I remember him as Fish from Barney Miller. You bet. In 2002, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer announced his retirement. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. We have the early numbers for you. Market update being brought to you in part by Alcivia Co-op and Jerry Barron Sons.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Milk markets are mostly higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins at the Mercantile Exchange. February milk up 9 to $15.95. March up 11 to $16.26. April up 9 to $16.66. May steady at $17.13. The livestock sector continues to move mostly higher due to stronger cash trade on Thursday. It's triggered aggressive buying of futures as confidence about higher prices are also returning, and also weakness in the grain markets helping to support livestock. February live cattle up 95 cents to 178.67. March feeder cattle up $1.22 to $239.40. February hogs up 7 cents to $74.37. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are moving mostly lower. Today's weather models in Argentina and in Brazil are hinting at better rain chances in the extended forecast. The wetter extended forecast is pressuring corn and bean markets especially. Also some strength in the dollar pressuring some of the wheat contracts. March corn down 5.25 to 446.5. New crop down 3.75 to 477. March beans down 9.25 to 1213.75. New crop down 8.75 to 1187.5. March wheat in Chicago down 15.75 to 596.5. May down 14.75 to 607.25. Minneapolis wheat March down 8 at 701. May down 8.5 to 704.5.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Alcivia Co-op.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another foggy one with some scattered off and on light rain today. Our high 39 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, 31. Tomorrow, a little sunshine by later in the afternoon with a high near 37. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Checking account to the plumber that came today. You're just another house at the airport ticket counter. You're just another fare at the beauty shop at the mall. Well, you're just another head of hair. Well, that's all right. That's okay. You don't feel important, honey. Say
just another debt. When you can't get reservations, if you don't have a clout, or you didn't get an invitation, somebody left you out. That's alright, that's okay. When you don't feel important, honey, all I've got to say is to the world, you may be just another girl, but to me, baby, you are the world. Think you're one of millions, but you're one in million.
country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
See you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know, I can feel it.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kane Brown, I Can Feel It, 951. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Reminder that we do have areas of dense fog across the region today. It's going to be sticking around.
Hey, let's be careful.
Let's be careful out there if you are traveling this morning with all of that dense fog. And it's going to stick around today and even into tomorrow. One Wisconsin couple had quite the surprise when going to McDonald's. The baby, impatient to meet everybody, was born in the parking lot of a McDonald's when the parents weren't able to get to the hospital in time. Alyssa Beck said she initially thought her contractions were Braxton Hicks's or of false labor, so she ignored them. Tried to get some sleep. Moments later, though, nope, that's not the case. Beck summoned her mom to watch over the other children. And when she arrived, Beck and her husband, Daniel, set off for the hospital. And, you know, dads, you know, we're going to drive really fast. We were in the car and for like 2 minutes when I was like, David, pull over now. She said at that point she knew, well, their son was coming and we weren't going to make it to the hospital. Dad pulls over at a McDonald's and called 911. Becky said, I pushed three times and there he was. The paramedics barely made it, but they were still there to catch him. Well, I hope so. Baby Micah was born 8 pounds, 6 ounces. And the couple says they're calling him Little McFlurry in honor of his birthplace and the snowy weather that was happening at the time. Now, my question is McDonald's going to, you know, Give the little fella free Happy Meals, at least for the first few years.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, it's 2024 and time to get a new vehicle for the new year. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't know where 2023 went, but 2024 is here, and now's the time to get yourself a nice new or used vehicle to go on vacation, to go to grandma's house. So we've got a great selection of new cars. We've got new Broncos in stock. We got new pickups in stock, and we got a great selection of used cars, factory program cars. We got Edges, Explorers in stock. So come and see us, folks. Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota.
Jim was at the laundromat when he heard. His ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring Gaines scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maracas smell amazing." You could call them scent maracas, but most noses call them Gaines scent beads. Try Gaines scent beads. Way fresher than detergent alone.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
After 3 good years together, we had our first big fight. So she went to her mother's and I went for a drive. Just a few miles out of town to that run-down one-room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. Well, I pulled in the driveway. You know it all still looked the same. And I couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down and said, "May I help you, please?" And I said, "What you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang?" Too loud and too loud, and it must have been
big mistake to try and speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time. What'd you do with those swangles? There's sawdust on the floor. Was everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single fern. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Doug Stone, Jukebox with a Country Song, 9:59. I'm Brian Winnikins. Happy National Peanut Brittle Day today. Peanut brittle includes caramelized sugar or corn syrup. Nuts are added to the molten sugar and then poured onto a flat surface, such as granite or marble, and then smoothed into a thin sheet. The candy cools into a hard brittle treat broken into small pieces. Some of the best brittles are hand-stretched into thin, easily cracked candy that melts in your mouth and not in your hand. Now, the history of peanut brittle is uncertain, though one legend says it was all a mistake. The story goes that a Southern